With Vladimir's conversion and marriage to the Byzantine emperor's sister, as well as continued trade along the Volga route, the relationship between the two civilizations deepened. Byzantine missionaries created an alphabet for Slavic languages based on a modified Greek script, while Rus Viking warriors served as the Byzantine emperor's elite guard. For several generations, the Kievan Rus flourished from its rich resources and trade. Its noblemen and noblewomen married prominent European rulers, while residents of some cities enjoyed great culture, literacy, and even democratic freedoms uncommon for the time. But nothing lasts forever. Fratricidal disputes over succession began to erode central power, as increasingly independent cities ruled by rival princes vied for control. The Fourth Crusade and decline of Constantinople devastated the trade integral to Rus wealth and power, while Teutonic crusaders threatened northern territories. The final blow, however, would come from the east. Consumed by their squabbles, Rus princes paid little attention to the rumors of a mysterious, unstoppable horde, until 1237, when 35,000 mounted archers led by Batu Khan swept through the Rus cities, sacking Kiev before continuing on to Hungary and Poland. The age of Kievan Rus had come to an end, its people now divided. In the east, which remained under Mongol rule, a remote trading post known as Moscow would grow to challenge the power of the Khans, conquering parts of their fragmenting empire, and in many ways succeeding it. As it absorbed other Eastern Rus territories, it reclaimed the old name in its Greek form, Rusya. Meanwhile, the western regions, whose leaders had avoided destruction through political maneuvering until the horde withdrew, came under the influence of Poland and Lithuania. For the next few centuries, the former lands of Kievan Rus, populated by Slavs, ruled by Vikings, taught by Greeks, and split by Mongols, would develop differences in society, culture, and language that remain to the present day.